Poorly Read.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read.
Yeah.
We're talking about Twilight again.
Yeah, Twilight.
Twilight.
Yeah, or... Or is there only that one way you can say it, I guess?
Yeah, Lightwhite.
Lightwhite.
Lightwhite. Sounds like a slur.
Yeah. Yeah, you fucking lightwhite. Oh, Tom, please let me use it.
Thought you're going to be our Tom, please let me call you that.
Yeah.
You fucking lightwhite.
Yeah, just when I think you're being a bit too white, I'll be like, Tom, you're being a bit of a lightwhite. Gibson, I just bought this new death metal record. It's so great. Oh, Tom, mate. I just had some sardines on toast. Oh, God.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, yeah, we're talking about Twilight, the book with vampires.
The book with vampires and an apple on the front cover for a reason that I can't quite think of.
She's the forbidden fruit.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. But he eats of her anyway.
Takes a big old bite out of that fucking menstruating gape.
Fuck me.
That is like, I remember back in the day, that used to be the question on like all of like the forums. It'd be like what happens when she's on her period? Like, don't all the other cousins just like go like nuts?
These nuts. Yeah.
But yeah,
guess it would be a lot harder for him around that time.
Yeah, all of them. In fact, how do they all cope being at a high school where girls are having their periods?
Part of the struggle, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Fucking hell, let's start on chapter 7, The Nightmare.
Fucking hell. Chapter 7, The Nightmare, indeed. Speaking of death metal.
Yeah, she gets home from school and she's like, Charlie, I gotta do homework tonight. And Vinny's like, I didn't fucking ask you anything.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Who are you?
So she goes upstairs and puts on a CD while she tries not to think about what, like, happened and stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like some heavy shit.
Yeah, and it's a CD that her stepdad gave her, and she was like, I don't like this band, but then after 7 million listens, she does like them, and then she falls asleep. And she dreams of Jacob telling her to run away from the beach because there are sharks. And she's like, oh, what a sensible boy you are. Let's tell everyone. Then a guy comes out of the woods and he's like, you can't tell everyone. It's the 4th of July. See, if you were signed up to our fucking Patreon, you'd be laughing right now.
That's a Patreon exclusive joke. Sorry.
Oh, God. And then Jacob falls to the floor and he turns into a wolf and he's growling at the beach still. And then there's like a light coming from the beach. And then Edward appears in the forest.
Yeah.
And holds out a hand.
Glimmering and winking. Yeah.
He's like, close your eyes. Give me your hand, Bella. Do you see my skin glimmering? Do you understand? Is your vag in pain? Because I can see it bleed. Or is this just your monthly menses? And she's like, yes.
Yeah. Really, rather you didn't make a song and dance of it, Edward. Every month you do this.
Do you know what? I tell you what, I'll save my tampons to you, put them in a little cellophane bag, put them in the freezer.
And you can have them like little ice pops.
Yes. Oh. Big vampy pops, big vampy pops. You get them up my fanny, freeze them, then suck them. That's rank.
Yeah, Edward. Yeah, the Edward appears in the dream, and then the wolf, Jacob the wolf, like, lunges at him, and she's like, no! Yeah, she wakes up, like, crazy early.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Like, 6 a.m.
That's not a time that exists.
No. Although I have been getting up very early recently. And don't like it.
I've been staying up very late.
That's Tom.
Yeah.
Light white. Anyway, she wakes up and she gets on her computer and she Googles vampires. Or she probably uses Bing.
It's just that once I shut down all the pop-ups, I eventually made it to my favourite search engine.
She types in vampires and then she reads this whole thing and then there's this one bit that says there's a good vampire out there. And she thinks of the checklist that she just read through and Edward ticks everything off. But she remembers that vampires can't go out in sunlight and she feels like a div.
Yeah, because she's like, that's stupid.
Yeah, because I've seen them at school. Even though it's been overcast, they've been outside.
They've been out in the daytime.
They've been outside in the sunshine. So she goes for a walk into the forest to lose herself in her thoughts, and she goes and sits on a fallen tree.
Mom, spaghetti.
Damn, it was you. She sits in a fallen tree, and she decides that Edward was definitely not human, but she doesn't really know what to do. She thinks she should take his advice and avoid him. But she thinks if he was sinister, he wouldn't have saved her that day from the truck.
Yes, exactly. That's not something a sinister person would do.
Anyway, she hears something in the forest, right? And then she takes off running, and then she gets back home, and she's like, oh, phew. And then she does her homework, and then she feels excited about her trip to Seattle.
Yeah, and that she does all of this, like, before school.
Yeah, what a fucking loser.
What the fuck? It's like, what? How long? She were like, went and had, like, a long shower, took as long as she could, did all that internet stuff, went out, sat in the woods for a while, came back, did her fucking essay, all before school. What time did she get up?
Fuck knows.
The previous day?
Yeah, the fucking lightweight. Anyway, so
it's like you being Dr. Hibbert.
Yeah. So she goes to school. And it's fucking sunny.
Yeah, it's all sunny.
It's more
nice
sunny
weather.
Than Sonny and Cher.
And she's like, that's how I had all that time this morning. I could turn back time. every episode of season 2.
Yeah, baby. Do you know what's really weird, though, is that now my Instagram thinks I love Cher. Yeah. And I'm like, how? What have I clicked? It thinks I love Cher and Little Mix. And I'm like, I think both are fine, but I have no strong feelings. But at least Mariah Carey's finally vanished off of there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Fucking murker. Anyway, so she sits on one of the benches, and obviously no one's there because it's too fucking early. And then Mike arrives after a bit. And he's wearing his summer clothes, his board shorts, and his sandals, and his Whoa Dude t-shirt.
Yeah.
And they talk about homework, and Mike asks her out, and Bella lets him down again by saying she thinks it would hurt Jessica's feelings.
Yeah, and he's like, but Jessica? Who the fuck is Jessica? And she's like, you know, that girl who's always following you around and squeezing her boobs at you?
Yes, you know, she's married to a rabbit. She's not bad, she's just drawn that way. And he's like, oh my god, how have I been missing her and Googling you? I mean, Yahooing you.
Yeah. What's your favourite search engine, Bella?
I like Lycos. Anyway, so when she sees Jessica late, she's happy. Because Mike has, like, asked her out or whatever.
Yeah, well, Mike started to be, like, nicer to her and offers her, you know, pulls a chair out for her at lunch and she's all like, ooh. Because that's what women do,
baby,
I assume.
Baby, do you know what that's worth? You saved me, my back might have been hurt. Jackson. And Jessica's like, Bella, we're going to Port Angeles to go dress shopping for the dance.
Yeah.
And she's like, sure, so, I'll go.
Yeah, fine, because she's feeling misery at the Cullens not being present in the cafeteria.
Yeah, they're not anywhere to be seen.
Mm.
So she goes to biology, and Ed was not there, and neither is his hair. And then when she gets back in, Jessica calls to reschedule the dress shopping as Mike's asked her out that night.
Yeah. So Bella's like, okay.
Okay, but I want a detailed description of what he said to you on the phone. And she's like, okay, he said, I want to lick you up and down till you say stop. And I was like, what? And then he was like, I want to play with your body, Jessica, make you real hot. And she was like, I'm pretty warm now. And he's like, I want to do all the things you want me to do. What? Like, play with my ponies? And he was like, no, because tonight, Jessica, I'm going to get freaky with you. And she was like, ew. So she emails her mom, because her mom's like, Bella, you're not emailing me, are you okay? And she's like, Mom, I'm fucking fine, just chill.
But she's her best friend, though.
Yeah. So she goes to the backyard to do some reading after she finishes her emailing.
Yeah, and she gets annoyed because everyone in Jane Austen novels has the same bulge in their pants that Edward has. And she's yes. like, this is simply too much.
Yes, I can't read this book and not touch myself at the same time.
Making it very hard to turn the pages.
Yes, unless I slump over this rock like the Little Mermaid when she's looking at her Dingle Hopper. And try to thrust myself that way. But that'll hurt my elbows and dirty the pages of my book. What is a girl to do? Let me go ask my favorite search engine. But yeah, she falls asleep and then the sun sets. And then she wakes up when her dad comes back.
Yeah, and she's all like,
she has this feeling like she's being watched.
Yeah. And she's all like, fuck. Sorry, Charlie, dinner's not ready.
Yeah, and he's like, Bella. And he dashes her across the face. And he's like, sorry.
It's totally fine.
I'm so used to my dinner being ready when I get home that I acted out inexplicably.
I didn't know I had that in me.
Yes, I didn't even know I had a hand. But now that you know that I do...
Maybe make sure my dinner's ready.
Yeah. Oh, God. So she asks Charlie if she can go dress shopping with the girls the next night.
Yeah.
Even though she's not going to the dance. And he's like, yeah, sure, I don't care.
Yeah, I give a fuck, mate.
Yeah. But the next morning comes and it's sunny again and the Cullens are missing again.
Oh, she's sad again.
So she goes back home. Gets ready to drive to Port Angeles with Jessica and the Pussycats. Then we go to chapter 8, Port Angeles, or Port Angeles.
Port Angeles.
Port Angeles is a beautiful town, and Jessica drives to the one big department store. It's called Sell Fridges.
They only sell fridges.
Yeah. I'm going to buy a fridge to wear to the dance. I don't know whether to go with a Smeg or a Hot Point. Definitely the Smeg. And then they ask her questions and stuff. And Bella's like, I've never been to a dance or had a boyfriend. I never go out much. And they're like, well, everyone asked you out here. And you used to always say no. And they're like, well, except to Tyler.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Like, what?
Say what? Que?
Que?
Ay, ay, ay.
What is this Tyler saying about me? And they're like, well, Tyler's been saying he's taking you to the prom. She's like, taking me to the prom? He didn't even take me to my quinceañera.
My piñata is still intact.
So she's like, no, it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. And then they say that's why Lauren doesn't like you, because she likes Tyler. So they all form a plan of how to hunt down and kill Lauren and make it look like an accident.
Yes, it involves sliding towards her on an icy day in a truck.
Yes. Or just creeping into her room at night, sellotaping her mouth shut.
Sellotaping her nose shut. And then it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. We all sit there with our flashlights and our packets of raisins. And we sit in a chair and we watch as she struggles to breathe. And then we all place bets on how long it's going to take. And then the one who gets the time closest gets everyone else's raisins.
It's called the raisin game. And now yes. We play the raisin game.
There's a song for it too. It goes, raisin game, oh so plain. If you play it, you won't be the same. 'Cause you'll be dead, but not us with the raisin. Clip, clip. And Bella's like, I love it. Can I have a CD of that and I can fall asleep to that tomorrow? Anyway, so she asks Angela if it's normal for the Cullens to be out of school a lot. And Angela's like, yeah, whenever the weather's good, they go out camping, even the doctor. They're really outdoorsy.
They're really outdoorsy. Yeah. They miss lots of school.
Yeah, they're truants and they like camping. So really, I can't say any of the things that I want to say right now. Look, all I'm saying is that if they ever come around your house, just make sure you hide all the silverware. Anyway, so they say they're going to all meet at a restaurant in an hour, and Bella goes off looking for a bookstore while the others go and put their dresses back in the car.
Yes, so she starts wandering around the town.
Yeah, she does find one bookstore, but it seems too weird and spooky, so she keeps looking for a different bookstore.
Yes, with her pheromones trailing out behind her.
Yes. And then she encounters a group of guys who look like they're up to no good. They started making trouble in this neighborhood. And then they saw Bella and she got scared and she said, I'm gonna run around while I'm picking my hair.
Ah, God, what other ways can we make light of this horrible scene?
I know. She ends up on a daredevil, nowhere to go, and she yells to the guys, yo-ho, please don't rape me. Then along came a car, and I was no longer scared. I jumped in the side and said, you're home to folks, yeah? Yeah, these guys are, like, following her.
Yeah.
They call her out in the street, and then they start, and then she's like, bye. And then she thinks that two of them are following her, so she keeps on trying to, like, throw them off. Then she gets to a street where she sees the other two guys, or three guys, waiting for her in that street, so she realises that she's been, like, herded like a sheep to this spot.
Yeah.
And she doesn't panic, she just tries to think of ways of how she's going to get out of it, like the self-defense things that she knows and stuff like that. And it's like, man, this is so brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking horrible.
Yeah. But luckily,
she knew a catchy theme tune with all the advice she needed.
Yeah.
Any minute now, that car's going to be appearing.
Yeah. Oh, God. And over here, like...
Edward comes running around the corner doing his own sound effects.
Yeah, he's like... but yeah, Edward appears in his car and he slides over and the door opens at her like feet and he's like, get in. So she jumps in and they drive away hastily.
Yes. And he's all like, ask her if she's all right. And then he's like, you need to distract me. You need to talk to me about whatever inane bullshit you like to talk about so that I don't go back and kill those fuckers.
Okay, what's your favorite search engine? But yeah, he looks murderously angry.
He does.
And she tells him about all the stupid gay shit that happened at school that day and stuff and the dress thing. Then they end up at the Italian restaurant and they see the girls leaving. So they jump out and say hi. And then they're like, oh my god, Bella.
Bella.
And then Eddie was like, hi, she's here now. Should we all go in and eat? And then the girl's like, we actually ate already. We thought you weren't coming.
My god, Bella.
Yeah, we thought you'd gone home, like on foot.
We thought you'd walked home.
I mean, you seem like that kind of girl, so we just assumed. And we know you have a cell phone, and we do have the number, but we thought it'd be rude to check. Sorry. But she explains what happened, and then Eddie was like, look, is it okay if I drive Bella home that night? And then they're like, yeah, sure, do whatever you want, mate.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, she ain't my favourite search engine.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he takes Bella into the restaurant, and then the waitress checks Edward out because he's super hot. And
yeah.
They get a table for two in the back.
Yeah, they get a table in the back.
Yeah. So yeah, they go to like a little booth. Booth, booth.
Go to a little John Wilkes booth.
Yes, don't get shot. And they
don't watch a play, whatever you do.
Edward, what's your last name? Lincoln. No! So they start conversating, which I know is not a word, right? But I was thinking about this today, that all words started off not as words at some point.
There's already a word that serves that function, though. Conversing.
Yeah, but conversating sounds nicer.
I don't think so.
Conversating. I like it. Conversing sounds too formal. It's like, yes, we were conversing. Whereas conversating, it's like, it's a little bit sexier. You know?
I guess. Mate, if you want to make it a word, I will not stand in your way.
Yeah, mate. So, yeah, they start conversating.
Yeah.
And he keeps expecting her to go into shock. But he's like, thank God I wrapped you in tinfoil. Oh, I thought that was really funny.
I'm not sure I get it.
Oh, because you know when someone has an accident and then they put them in tinfoil to retain their body temperatures so like it doesn't drop when they go into shock.
Yeah.
Same with like runners and stuff as well. Hopefully there's a paramedic out there who's laughing right now. But she says that she feels safe with him and she notices that his eyes are super light. And she says she notices he's calmer when his eyes are light.
Yep. And he's like,
And he's like, whoa, my eyes are a light. So she gets out her fucking little travel edition of Trivial Pursuit and she starts asking questions.
Yes.
She's like, what was Cher's biggest hit? And he's like, I believe. And she's like, correct. And he's like, okay, now let me ask you a question. She's like, okay. And he's like, how many kumquats could I fill up there on a regular day? And she's like, oh, I've never really thought about it. Probably three. And he's like, okay.
We'll see about that, Bella.
Yeah. Are you open to a game of stretchy, stretchy market McFetchy? And she's like, oh, it's lubing me up already. He's like, good, you can fit more up there. How do you feel about grapefruit? She's like, look, I've got important questions to ask. And he's like, fine, we'll talk about fruit later. And then she says, okay. Then she asks him, look, why are you in Port Angeles? And he's like, next. And then she's like, I want to know. And he's like, next. She's like, oh, fine. Then she asks him, like, hypothetically about being telepathic.
Yes.
And he's like, yes.
How would that work if one were to be able to read minds of other people with a few exceptions? And he's like, just one exception, Bella.
Yes.
It's not you.
I can read all your thoughts. That's why I mentioned the kumquats.
Yeah. I know how obsessed you are with them for some reason, Bella.
Yeah, then he grabs her hand and he's like, I know where Magneto's taking Rogue. Yeah, she goes, how did you know I was in trouble? And then he's like, look, I can't read your mind, but I can read Jessica's and stuff. And so I was like monitoring her. And then when I realised that you weren't with her anymore, I sort of started like scanning random people's minds on the street until I came across these guys and I saw your face in their head.
Yes, and the things they were thinking.
Yes. And then she says, she reaches out to touch him or something, and then he like pulls his hands away, and then she's like, you can trust me. And then he says, I don't really know if I have a choice anymore. And it was just a really weird sentence. So I was like, okay, so he sort of knows that he kind of can't not tell her things because he's too wrapped up in this mess with her now. And he says, you're a magnet for trouble. And he says he follows her to Port Angeles to keep an eye on her. And he says it's usually very easy to keep track of someone once he's heard their mind. And then he says it was very hard for him to simply take her and leave them alive. And she's like, oh, yeah. And then he asks if she's ready to go home. And they get in the car and they start driving back.
Yes, and we drive straight into Chapter 9, Fury.
Yeah, or Thierry.
Thierry.
Henri. I saw him on a bike once and I was like, I'm sure that was him. But it seemed too like, oh, why would he be riding? It was like in like central London. But I was like, that's weird. Yeah. But yeah, Bella, like in the car, she's like, how did you know I didn't go into the bookstore? And he's like, I followed your scent.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, ew.
Ew, sorry, I'm on my menses.
He's like, I know, Bella.
I've always known.
I knew before you did.
Yeah. And so he explains his telepathy some more. He's like, oh, I'm so telepathic, I can fucking see through walls and smell shit a million miles away.
Yes. And yeah. I can hear magnetic fields.
Yes.
And I can taste...
copper. I just can't understand why I can't read you, Bella. I was just trying to keep track of you, but I found myself just making my way downtown, walking fast, faces past, and then I was homebound. And she leans in and goes...
I'm so glad you understand, Bella.
But yeah, he doesn't understand why he can't read her mind.
Yeah, he's like, I can read you. I wish I knew what's going through your mind. I did a song. Look at that.
What song is that?
It's Daniel Bedingfield.
I thought you only had two songs.
You know, so did I. Turns out there's a third one knocking around somewhere. Just jumped to the wow. forefront of my brain.
Oh, I'm so sad I couldn't join in that moment with you. You were so related. We should bring your sister into this. Bella was like, I want to have your babies.
Oh, I thought you said my sister. I was like,
no,
what?
No, I wouldn't bring... I don't have a sister. Anymore.
Not since we played Raisins.
Oh, my God. So she realizes that they're driving at 100 miles per hour and she says, hey,
shouldn't we have jumped back in time by now?
Yes. Shouldn't we be in 1955 looking at the clock tower, trying to have sex with your mom? And then she tells him about Jacob Black telling her the story about the legend of the Quileutes and the Cold Ones. And then she said, I did some research on my favorite search engine. Then...
What was that, Bella?
You know. And he's like, no, tell me. She's like, ah, you can't read my mind. I give you a clue. I can't think of any, like, obscure search engines. Maybe she just knew the URL. www.vampirefacts.com.
Yeah. God, I remember a time when like that was how I used to try and find things on the internet. Just seeing if there were websites called like www.thisthing.com or whatever.
I think I used to do that too.
Yeah. Mad.
Madness. 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 Oh, God, the early days of the internet, man. Who would have thunk?
Yeah.
Anyway, so she said, yeah, I did some research in my favorite search engine. And then I decided that it didn't matter. And he says, you don't care if I'm a monster? And then she's like, no.
Yeah. In fact, I like it.
So she says no. And then she asked him how old he is. And he said, 17. And she says, how long have you been this age? And he said, a while.
Yeah, a while.
Yes.
Some amount of time, Bella. Aren't we all 17 for a while?
Yes. How long is a piece of string, Bella? That's how long I've been 17. That almost rhymes. Should I mention I make a sonnet from it? How long is a piece of string? That's how long I've been 17. Bella. Yeah. I can't ejaculate, but still I masturbate, Bella. It just comes out as diamonds. It'll rip apart your hymen.
Bella.
She's like, fucking hell, if it comes out as diamonds, I don't care. Masturbate all over me face, I'll catch it in me bag.
Girl's best friend, mate.
Take it down to Argos, be like, fuck you, Elizabeth Duke. And then she asks him more questions and he says, look, they're all myths.
They're all mere myths and legend. We can come out in the sun. It's fine. We don't sleep in coffins. In fact, I don't ever sleep at all.
And then he asks her if she wants to know if he drinks blood. And she said, well, Jacob said you weren't supposed to be dangerous. Is Jacob right? Edward says, we try to not drink blood, and it's hard, so we feast on cows, and it's harder. And though I'm sitting with you quite near, I am dying to rip out your rear. And then she's like, oh my god. And Vinny's like, look, we're usually very good at what we do, but sometimes we make a mistake.
So we make a mistake.
And then he says, like me, allow myself to be this close to you. And he jumps and sits on her lap. And she's like, who's driving the car? And he's like, no one.
Don't worry about that, Bella. Fate will guide us.
Yes, fade in my penis. She's like, oh, John, I haven't got my bag out. But yeah, he says that, look, I don't want to be a monster. That's why we hunt animals. And I'd compare it to being a vegetarian. She says that she's noticed his eyes mean he's not hungry. And he's like, what? She's like, when your eyes are light, you're not hungry. When they're dark, you are. Men are usually calmer when they're not hungry.
Hungry in any sense of the word. You know what I mean, Edward?
Yeah. Hungry like a hippo.
I've seen you gobbling up those balls.
Yeah. I didn't want to tell you this, but at school, everyone calls you the ball gobbler. They call you the bobbler.
You don't even make a secret of it. You just clamp your jaw around that table in the cafeteria and chomp away.
Yeah. Don't think I don't know what you and Emmett are doing on those fishing trips. So she was like, was that what you was doing this weekend with Emmett? Was you hunting?
And he was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was hunting.
I was hunting, mate, yeah.
I think it's safer to be well fed around you. But leaving you makes me anxious. She's like, why? And he's like, girl, because you're getting so much trouble.
Yes, you fall over and scrape your knees.
Yeah.
I assume that's how you got those grass stains on your knees.
Yeah, of course. It wasn't because I was emasculating a donkey. And he says, I've been back a few days. And she's like, but why was you in school? And he says, because the sun was out. And she's like, what? And he's like, although it won't hurt me, I can't go out in the sun where other people could see. Maybe I'll show you sometime.
Maybe I'll show you sometime. Bring your bag.
Yeah, you'll fucking love it. Bring your bag and an ice pick. Like, she starts crying because she's like, I hate not seeing you, blah, blah, blah. And he says, look, I'll see you at lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, look, I'll see you at lunch tomorrow, Bella. You're embarrassing yourself.
And then he says, look, don't go into the woods alone. Promise me, because I'm not always the most dangerous thing out there. And he says, sleep well. And I was like, why are you going to fucking sleep well after telling someone that?
Yeah.
He drives off and she heads in, and then Charlie asks if she had fun, and she's like, yeah, it was great. So yeah, Bella fucking showers, she goes to bed, and she thinks three things as she's laying there. Number one, Edward is a vampire. Number two, there's a part of him that thirsted for her blood. Number three, she was unconditionally and irrevocably in love with him.
In love with him.
So fucking hell, he's a vampire.
He's a fucking vampire, mate. Shocker.
Yeah.
Didn't see it coming.
That's what she said.
Way. Careful, Edward, let me get me back for your diamonds.
Yeah, fucking hell. So, Tom, where can they find us, man?
Where can they find us? That's a damn good question. Twitter and Instagram. If you're going to choose one, I'd recommend Instagram. At Poorly Read Pod.
Yeah, also, come check us out on our Patreon. We have tons of fun over there. And I think you will have fun too. So many other people do. Come join the crew. It's $3.99 a month. On the first Friday and third Friday of every month, you get a brand new episode of Poorly Read at the Movies, our fresh and happening series where we give the Poorly Read treatment to your favourite cinema classics. Patreon.com/PoorlyRead.
Indeed. We've got a very cool selection of fucking merch, which I can't say in any other accent than that.
Merch.
Fucking merch. PoorlyRed.redbubble.com. And if you fancy it, drop us a cheeky review on the Apple Podcasts app. Helps us out a ton, and we bloody appreciate it.
Yeah, without further ado, I have been Gifton.
And I have been Tom.
And Search Engine has been Search Engine.